farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
4 additional fish sanctuaries are to be established during the 2015-16 financial year, bringing the total to 18. Stay with us to find out more in today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right.
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Labor Day, May 25th.
Fish sanctuaries are no fishing zones reserved for the reproduction of the fish population. The areas are breeding grounds for the fish population, allowing young fish and other marine species to reach maturity. So far, 14 such protected areas have been established. 4 additional fish sanctuaries will be established in Portland this fiscal year as part of efforts to put measures in place to protect and sustain the island's fishing industry. This will bring the total numbers of fish sanctuaries across the island to 18.
It is clear to everyone over the past couple of years that our marine fish life has been declining because of overfishing. And clearly the establishment of the 14 sanctuaries around the island is making its mark. And we really believe that this initiative is working well. The collaboration with the fisher folk is working well.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellio. Minister Kellio says the sanctuaries have proven to be helpful in replenishing the fish population.
The work is paying dividends. And we are prepared at the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, through the Fisheries Division as well, to continue to give support to all the sanctuaries and to move towards adding 4 more at least during this financial year.
Mr. Kellier is encouraging all fishery stakeholders to continue working to ensure that their livelihood is sustained.
There is the need for it. And over time, I'm sure that more fisher folk will be calling for the establishment of sanctuaries within their particular zones. They have a stake in the game to ensure that the fish stocks can be replenished because of the development of the sanctuaries.
Minister Kellier says the Agriculture Ministry is putting other measures in place to manage the country's marine resources.
We have a new fisheries bill that will be coming to Parliament shortly, in which we are going to be ensuring that the penalties for persons who are caught poaching and fishing without the requisite license or authority will be properly dealt with by the courts. And we are introducing drone technology to be part of the surveillance of our waters as well.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Who ban fi ing, kian drone.
And this means you can't escape or control destiny.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians,
take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.